Welcome to Shomar Shov on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Momentzio Daf Ayin Hei. The Gemara with Bay says that Malvi Ribis, first of all, they lose more than they gain. Rashi refers to what we said earlier, the Nichse Mismoititim. They lose their assets, and we spoke about it before.
They
put Moshe Rabbeinu, they say Moshe Rabbeinu is a chacham, and his Torah is emes, and they say, Moshe Rabbeinu would know. The ribis brings a revach, it brings a profit. He would not write this in the Torah. So Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu is a chacham, meaning they want to say Moshe Rabbeinu, Chas Hashem, is the opposite, and therefore he didn't chap what ribis is all about. But the Achronim want to explain that the Pshat Moshe Rabbeinu Chochom means literal. Moshe Rabbeinu was very Chochom. What does it mean? So the Chazal Sofer wants to say, the Pshat is, this is the big fear over here is, that people say, Chas Hashem, the Torah was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. So saying Moshe Rabbeinu was a big Chochom. He on his own wrote the Torah. And he made this one mistake that he didn't realize how ribis is something which is actually profitable. And that's the terrible mistake, says the Chazal Sofer. When we say Moshe Emes, the Torah also Emes, it's not his Torah. It's the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Sarsu, is the middleman who brings the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. But every word of the Torah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ben Yoyada goes in a similar fashion. It says the idea is, Moshe Rabbeinu is a Chacham. I mean, what does it mean a Chacham? I mean, he was somebody who was learning Torah the whole time. He's a person who's a Tamei Chacham in the Beis Medrash. He wasn't busy in business. He doesn't know the secrets of business. And then he concludes like the Chazal Sofer. This is the big kfirah. So they feel that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote midaitoi. And as the Maral explains, both here in the Chidush HaGadol and in the Tzivat Tzedakah Perek Vav, it says really, if you think about ribis is something which makes a lot of sense to do. The lender is making a profit. The borrower is agreeing to the deal and he's agreeing for him to do the profit. As the Ben Yoyada points out, really, Maharsha says, what's the reasoning of these people? They feel that the borrower is making business and he's making a profit and he's giving a certain amount to the lender. Why is that so schwer? Why is that so bad? I heard from a Choshev Adayin this week that he had to it. I forgot the name of who. So the idea is also that many times in ribis, one thinks, okay, what is ribis? A lender comes, sees the gevir, and he comes and he presses this poor person who has no money and he pushes him to come and give him ribis, to give him an interest. But when you're looking at a business and you have here a lender and a borrower, and the borrower is a businessman, the borrower is a person who's very intelligent and he has a lot of money and he's doing business back and forth, this doesn't look like something wrong. This seems to be like the best thing. So the Maharal, when we look at ribis on its own, ribis, the isra of ribis doesn't make sense to us. Then he brings the Medrash. Kola moide b'mitzas ribis, moide b'tzias mitzrayim. Kola koifer mitzas ribis, koifer b'tzias mitzrayim. And he explains, if a person is agreeing to do the mitzvah of ribis, even though he doesn't understand it, so he means he understands that we're not doing what we understand. We're doing mitzvahs even though it doesn't make sense to us. Because we're mekabel the oil, the yoke of a Kodesh Baruch Hu on us. Kodesh Baruch Hu's moitzias b'mitzrayim, and we're doing the Torah just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do it, even if we don't understand. And one who decides yes to do ribis means he decides Moshe Rabbeinu Chacham using the Ben Yoyada and the Chazal Sofer. The pshat is they feel well at all. If it makes sense, we do it. If not. So really, he's koyfer in the Torah and he's koyfer in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's feeling it's something that depends on his das. What he understands, he keeps. What he does not understand, does not keep. And both the Maharal and the Ben Yoyada conclude with the following ideal. They say that the word ribis is taf reshud beis. There's taryag mitzvahs. Taryag is connected to other mitzvahs. What's the shaychus? Because anybody who's kofer in ribis, he basically says, I'm not accepting what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me to do. If it doesn't make sense, I'm not going to do it. So he's kofer in the other 612 mitzvahs. And the Maharal adds, the same way this person is taking ribis on the principle, so when he's doing the aveira of ribis, it's added to it a ribis, an interest on the principal. What's the interest? It's considered to be that it was over kola Torah kola. 612 mitzvahs were added to the principal, the first mitzvah of ribis, because if he takes ribis, me the connected me, that's considered to be that he was over And all the Kol Torah Kulo, he has a principle and interest he was over on. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.